the closing of Debenhams is symptomatic of the trends nationally, well, indeed internationally, that affecting city high streets. As more and more trade and more customers move to online shopping, companies like Debenhams are being really very severely hit. For a place like Canterbury, it's a very significant impact because it's such a large store in relation to its neighbouring stores on those streets and in that particular area. Therefore, if it's not replaced by another trader, by another company very soon, this will lead to a huge gap in the appearance of the city central shopping area of Canterbury. It's bad enough with Nason's enclosed, with those windows boarded up. And now to have other windows boarded up for any significant period of time on the other side of the street, I think will have quite a dramatic visual effect of the city to tourists. It will create a feeling of depression. It will create a feeling of a city centre that's in decline. And that's going to be very bad, I think, for Canterbury as a shopping destination, because Canterbury is a very big and important shopping destination. It's in the top 100 in the whole country. It has a wide and large area from which customers travel from. So therefore, the loss really, economically, is very severe in terms of employment and jobs. From a shopping experience, it's also very severe. But also, from a psychological and sociological point of view, the closure of Debenhams would have quite adverse effects.